Good morning. It's Thursday, November 4th. On this day in 2007, Senator Barack Obama became President-elect Barack Obama. Memories. Let's talk about the news, shall we? The Supreme Court is looking ready to strike down New York and California laws that deny most gun owners the right to carry a concealed gun in public. It's for safety. Justice Kavanaugh said the Second Amendment protects the right to self-defense and suggested the decision to be armed should come from the individual, not a state or local licensing official. Quote, "Why isn't it good enough to say I live in a violent area and I want to be able to defend myself?" End quote. I hate to introduce facts into this conversation, but dozens of peer-reviewed studies actually show that more guns does not equal less crime. For example, a 2015 Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard study that used data from the FBI and CDC showed that firearm assaults were 6.8 times more common in states with the most guns. Another 2015 study found that people who had access to firearms at home were nearly twice as likely to be murdered. Typically, gun owners have to show that they have a special need to be armed, not a simple fear of safety. This ruling would directly affect that. This case is New York-based, but would give precedent to overturning California's laws as well. All of this started when Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, who live near Albany, New York, applied for general concealed carry permits, but were turned down because they did not, quote, face any special or unique danger. They were, however, licensed to carry guns for hunting or target shooting. They sued, along with the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, alleging the restrictions violated their rights under the Second Amendment to bear arms for self-defense. A ruling is still TBD, but I have a feeling we'll see an opinion from the court soon that will allow for more concealed carries. If it passes, cities would still be able to broadly define sensitive areas where a gun can't be carried. Paid family leave is back on the table, baby! House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced yesterday that 4 weeks of paid family and medical leave is back in the Build Back Better bill. As with everything else in this country, it's all up to Joe Manchin now. His response, quote, "That's a challenge. Very much a challenge. And they know how I feel about that." So who knows if it'll stick around, but we're all on this journey together. And you know what? That's nice. L.A. County has agreed to pay $2.5 million to the families of the four victims in the helicopter crash that also killed Kobe and Gigi Bryant. The settlement still needs to be approved by a judge, but comes after sheriff's deputies allegedly shared pictures of the crash site at a bar. Officials originally ordered the photos to be deleted, allegedly, but only launched an investigation after it was reported to a newspaper. Two more cases are pending, including one from Vanessa Bryant, who says Alex Villanueva, LA sheriff, personally promised her that no photos would be taken at the site. He misspoke. In her case specifically, lawyers for the county tried to require Vanessa to go through a psychiatric examination because she claimed the photos caused her emotional distress, and the lawyer said, prove it. On Monday, a federal magistrate said, basically, hey, I think we won't force the woman who lost her husband and daughter in a horrific accident to prove she's under emotional distress. I think we'll take our chances and believe her. The $2.5 million will come from LA County Sheriff Department and LA County Fire Department. In news that will be worse later, the Federal Election Commission has ruled that foreign donors can put money into U.S. ballot initiatives since they don't count as elections under federal law. Now, this will only affect federal law. States remain free to outlaw foreign funding, and in fact, seven states already do. The opposite of seven is 43. 43 states don't outlaw foreign funding of state-registered ballot committees. One of those states is Maine, where a Canadian-owned company is financing a ballot committee working to get new energy transmission lines. See how this seems like maybe not great? In cute news, scientists have found that seals can change the tone of their voices and mimic humans like a parrot. They've actually seen seals barking things like, "Come over here." And while that's amazing enough on its own, it's the ability to adjust their pitch that's even rarer. Not only that, but they have the one thing I don't: volume control. So they can mimic our words in our tone, but whisper it if they want. And I'm not talking about old seals who have been around for a while. Now they want to make fun of a sailor they knew back in the day by whispering a stellar, if not a little mean, impression to their friend. No, these are pups just a few weeks old that possess this advanced control over their vocalizations. And now that we know pups can make fun of us, let's go out into the world and have a great day. I don't care what those seal pups say. I'm proud of you.